hey, Vanya.
Oh, hi there, Mike Jensen.
How you doing over there?
Oh, doing just fine. Life is, whirling by. It's whirling by.
Yeah, I'm sure. I feel like you have the week. How was your visit with your sister?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. No, it was great. It was so nice. It was so nice to be together. Palm Springs was lovely.
So that's where you ended up going.
We ended up going to Palm Springs, yes. And the weather was nice. We got to sit by a pool.
Ooh,
in fact,
fun.
Mike, we almost stayed at one of the World Market Mart things.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's like, it would be a great place to stay. It's like really close to the city. We ended up staying in a Courtyard Marriott.
Okay.
Because I was like, normally I go all out and go, we do like an Airbnb, but there was just the two of us and, we wanted to make it like sort of affordable. But we were a 20-minute walk from all of the fun stuff and we walked most of the time. There was only one time where we took a car because it was late and we had walked home the night before, but we were pretty drunk. And I was like, that we probably should not have done. Because it's like, there's like a swath of like desert and like kind of like, I don't know. Somebody could like hijack us if they really wanted to, if we're getting crazy. So then we took a car home the last night. But yeah, we ate really amazing food. We had beautiful drinks. We went to this cute, adorable, it's a restaurant, but it's like a wine bar. It's called Canopy, the Canopy in Palm Springs. And it's very, I would not take kids. It's definitely like
Sure. Shishi.
We had a wine tasting. There was like a jazz band. It was, and the decor was so beautiful. Anyway, it was just nice. We almost went to the zoo because I love a zoo.
Sure.
But we're going again with the kids soon. So I was like, I guess we'll just wait for the kids. Take them. But we had so much fun. And then driving home was scary.
Oh, why was it scary?
Because it was like, it was sunny when we left Palm Springs, but as soon as we sort of got over those mountains, like where the big windmills were, the dark clouds came and it was like pouring rain.
Yeah.
And it's not like when it rains in Washington or Canada, where you're just used to it, like, duh, it rains. It's scary because like people don't know how to, people are scared.
Yeah.
And everybody is like, it's intense. And there's like oil on the road, so it makes it a little slippery. There was like one time where I hydroplaned and I was like,
oh gosh.
But we got home. We left early at like 7 a.m. because I was like, I knew it was going to be raining. So whatever. We did it. We lived. We are here to tell the tale. And then, Mike, I came back with like a flurry. I was chairing the science fair,
mm-hmm.
and as soon as we got back, we had 70 people, kids, students bring in their projects, which was more than I expected, to be honest with you. It was a lot. We received projects for 2 days in a row, which I knew would be helpful. It was helpful for us because we weren't ready to totally, but it was great. I mean, it was, there's so many elements that go into it. I mean, maybe people do, but people don't realize how much goes into an event for like a student, for kids stuff, for PTA. It's a lot of work. And most people are so kind and so sweet. And like, they're like, thank you for doing this for the kids. And honest to God, most people are really like that. But I had like a couple people come at me. They're like, some lady came at me hardcore. My friend was standing, we were talking, and it was the night of the thing. And there was probably like a couple hundred people there. Everything was going well. We had like, it was almost, we had tables set up so people could kind of like loop through and see all the way from transitional kindergarten all the way to sixth grade. So they're like walking through and looking. But I think some people have, which in the movies, this is how it goes. You stand up on stage and do your experiment. Well, that's just not how it goes. And I think I should, maybe next year I'll be more clear in like the documents that we send home with kids. Because all of the judging goes into this board you make. Even if you have the like experimental stuff to do at the science fair, really the judging's already been done because, the criteria is like you need to show us that you have a question and then you have maybe a hypothesis and like what procedure, what did you go to find your answer? And then what was the conclusion and how can you use this in the world? So those were kind of like the things. And then the experiment's like a cherry on top situation. But anyways, this one mother was like, when she was dropping off, it was very hectic and it was raining too the day everybody was dropping off their science fair projects. So it was just like crazy. People don't know what to do in the rain.
So much rain in Southern California.
I know, so much rain. And this woman came and she was like, will we be able to do the experiment at the... She was very concerned. And I was like, yes, you'll have an opportunity. I was like, yeah, you'll have an opportunity, you know, because what's going to happen is people are going to be going by and you'll maybe find your group. Maybe like, I realized like what they want is they want like the judges or like the people to stand there and be like, that's very interesting. So we could probably arrange something like that. Like, we're going to have these two science, blah, 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 whatever. And that could be for next year. But we just didn't. You know, we had like parents and kids and everybody was loving it. So at the thing, the lady came at me and she was like, are you going, my daughter, she needs to do her experiment. Are you going to let her do her experiment? I said, she can do it whenever she wants, you know, like, if she wants to get, because what I was doing, I was like, in the first grade area, everyone go to the first grade because they're going to do their experiments. So I kind of did it by grade. Uh-huh. So she wanted like the stars on her. And she came at me like, I can't even, honestly, Mike, it was like my 10 years of working at the bar and we're dealing with like belligerent drunk people. That's how it felt. And so I got bigger. And you, I know you've witnessed me in the bar.
For sure.
And I was like, okay. I said, hey, where's she at? Come on. Where's she at? And I started walking. Like, you know, when dogs come at you, you're supposed to walk towards them. So I started walking towards the lady. I was like, show me where she's at. And I have the microphone. And then honestly, like, she got what she wanted, which was fine. I went over to her daughter who was doing the same experiment that like 10 other kids was doing, but whatever. And I said, everyone, your attention over here. Look at my hand. And so everybody like looks. And so, and she did her thing and everybody, that was it. But like, I was like, what the hell, people? I don't understand. Lots of craziness. Also, another, which this actually made me a little sad, but some mom came and like stacked pizza up like for 10 pieces and was like, come on, kids. And then left like, okay. Yeah, all right. So like, because I bought.
What was that about? What?
I think maybe she just got dinner for her fam.
Oh, okay.
None of the kids had science fair projects. But that's where you were a little worried, like, oh, this person must really need food. But I'm also like, if I'm going to have the food, I'm going to eat there. I'm going to be like, kids, eat it. Say thank you. Okay, let's go. You know, if we really needed it. But some people are interesting. And I can't pretend to know why someone would do that.
Right.
Like, oh, we're going there to get the food and then leaving. It was very bizarre, Mike. Lots of things. Dealing with the public is interesting because most, like I said, the general population of people are so sweet and like grateful and people love having science in the community. And that was another thing that made me feel awesome was it was different kid, you know, because each event we have, you kind of see a similar kind of kid. Science fair brings out different kids that are so excited. It was wonderful. It really, truly filled my heart up. But, you know, with me pretending not to just shoving down the weird stuff, you know, that happened.
Yeah.
But yeah.
You know, I guess it's just everywhere because it's funny that you talk about that and you talk about working at the bar and then you talk about like experiencing those same things. I feel like you had those same moments when you were working in advertising and then you
For
have
sure.
those same moments as you're working on a science fair. And then I think about that with waiting tables where it's so, I have those nights where I'm like, everybody's crazy. Everybody's awful. And it's usually not that. It's usually that like one or two people are a problem. But like, that's just what takes all of your attention. That's what ends up taking all of your time and your energy.
Yeah.
And it's so easy. I want to say it's so easy to get distracted by that, but it's less that it's easy for that it's hard then to give your attention to where
people who deserve it.
Exactly. Like the people that are just there to enjoy themselves. And that's in any respect. And I shouldn't even just say enjoy themselves because in some it's just that they're doing their job and in some it's just that they're like going about their business. And it can be so hard to give them the energy that you need to give because so much of you is going towards these one or two people who are just demanding so much. Yeah, it's funny that I guess that's just everywhere. I guess that's just life.
I think it is. You know, I don't know if you ever, there was a book back in like maybe 15 years ago or almost 20 years ago that was like all the rage. It was called A New Earth by Eckhart Tolle. And it talked a lot about people, we all have like these pain bodies inside of us that like react and some, and if we're more like aligned and aware and in the moment, then those pain bodies don't go wild on their own, you know? And so I always find that those people who are like losing their complete shit on you have no control over the pain in themselves. And so it's just like they're reacting to this, like they're just reacting to the cycle and the spinning of the pain body. And so I know I'm like, woo woo, Vanya, but it does help me put in perspective when things like that happen. I'm like, I'm not gonna let, because we all have the pain bodies, right? But I'm not gonna let mine react and get very upset and get in the same tornado as this woman's pain body, you know, because I feel like she must be hurting in some way. I mean, I know it's a hard thing to really wrap your mind around, but I basically had that perspective after the fact because I was like, that's definitely someone who's going through something, you know? Why else? Sure. Or has mental health issues, and which is also somebody who's going through something. But, like, you know, I just feel like someone in their right state of mind would not lose their mind on a woman who has been working tirelessly all week to make sure this whole thing's going on. You know?
Right.
Anyway. Yeah. And then, like, you know, we had some volunteers, wonderful people who I met who helped clean up, which I really appreciated. And then we had someone who was supposed to be helping me just leave and not say goodbye. I was like, okay, sir. I had like a co-person who helping me. And just like, I was like, you know, when you're chairing an event, quote unquote, I feel bad. I'm like, if you listen to this, I'm sorry. I'll let you know later. But truthfully, I doubt he listens to my podcast, but maybe. But I was like, when you're chairing something, you know, you're in charge of it. So you help set up and you help clean up. And if you can't clean up, then you let the other people know and find somebody to cover, you know?
Yeah.
Again, we are volunteers.
Right.
And also, this is like, I'm so sorry. I'm talking about myself so much, but I had moment of like pure, like almost where my brain tweaked. Because I was like, what is wrong? Like, I was driving to Walmart to get some food. I hate Walmart, but whatever. You know, it's a little bit cheaper, and I had to buy bulk. And I didn't want to go to Costco because it's too far. And as I'm driving there, I'm just like, why do I care so much? Like, what is with me? Like, another person could just be like, it doesn't matter if this matches or if the kids have this thing. But I can't, like, I think I'm a bit of a, like, I can't half-ass stuff. You know what I mean? And in my mind, I'm like, no, it has to be this way because this is the way that it's going to be the greatest, you know? I was just getting mad at myself a little bit because I was like, why do I care? This other person who's with me doesn't care like I care. Like, why do I care so much? But obviously, not obviously, I'll say in the end, I am glad I did because all the things that needed to go smoothly went smoothly. And I'm proud of myself for being a bit of a psychotic person about it. But I'm also like annoyed with myself. That's all. That's the theme for my life this week. Yay!
Well, but I think that that's a thing that you and I have in common. And I think that it's a thing that is helpful in some instances and is a hindrance in other instances.
100%.
Like, I was once, what was I told? I was told that I am a romantic, which blew my mind because I don't think of myself in like a romantic way. But what is meant by that is that I want everything to be perfect. Like, I think that everything should be a certain way. And it's really hard for me when it's not that way. And that sometimes I put too much energy into perfecting something rather than just allowing it to be what it is.
Yeah.
And once again, I think there are instances in which, like an event like that, you kind of have to be, someone has to be.
Yeah.
And if it's not the other person, then it's going to have to be you. And it's a good thing that you're willing to do that because this is a big event that a lot of people are involved in that has to happen a certain way.
Yeah.
I've had to, in many ways at my job, understand that things are not always going to be perfect. And I have let go a certain amount of like, things are going to go wrong sometimes, or I'm going to forget something sometimes, or something's going to not be what they want, you know? And I've had to like let myself, because I see people who drive themselves crazy in my line of work.
Yes.
And I see them like borderline aneurysm. And I just
that's
think,
what almost
honestly,
happened to me.
Truly, but I see it and I just am like, this isn't where I can put that. There are other things in which maybe I need to put that level of energy. This isn't it. So I think it's hard knowing like where to put it and where to not. And I think that I'm a much happier person in my job right now because I've allowed myself to kind of go, sometimes things are going to go wrong. Sometimes you're going to forget to order something. Sometimes you're not going to get a tip or a bad tip. And like, I've just had to allow myself to be like, this is just a moment in my life and I have to be okay with it.
Yeah. Same thing. And I think I need to like change my little brain a bit, just a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but all in all, I feel very happy with everything, but it's,
well, good. I'm so glad.
Not without its struggle.
Yeah, I haven't done a ton this week other than it occurred to me that I'm busy.
Yeah.
Like, it occurred to me that, so I guess we can say this right up front, we're really doing the every other week thing right now because it seems like every other week one of us has a thing that's happening, and next week I'm going to be out of town. And a couple of things, you know, for those that don't know, I work on a different podcast in which I talk about romantic comedies, but like I really like break shit down. Like I write notes to a sort of insane place. Like I've noticed that it takes me about an hour to cover 15 minutes worth of a film. So whatever film we're doing. So if it's a 2-hour film, that's at least 8 hours worth of notes.
Yeah.
And that's just the first go. I then tend to watch it again with some kind of commentary to like then add to the notes, and then I'll watch literally any behind the scenes that I can find, any kind of like cut scenes that I can find. Basically, like, I was supposed to record our newest thing yesterday, and last week had to be like, well, that's not going to happen because I for a while I was off on Sunday, so it was great to be off. Like, Sunday was literally a 16-hour workday for me.
Damn.
That I would just take notes from the moment I woke up to the moment I went to bed.
Oh my God.
And then Monday I was ready to record. Well, I was just, I work on Sundays now. So yeah. We're recording tomorrow. So it's been like yesterday and today. And in fact, I was supposed to go see the short films for the Oscars tonight. And I don't think I'm going to, because I feel like I just need to like get my notes done. But like, because also I'm going to be out of town next week, which is the week leading up to the Academy Awards.
Oh, no.
I don't think I've had a year in which I've done such a good job seeing movies before the nominations came out. And then I've done nothing since then. Like, nominees came out and I was like, Mean Girls the musical. Like, which is fine. Like, seeing other things that are current. But literally this last week, I was like, oh, if I want to see stuff, I have to like get on it. So anyways, that's all. Some of it's serious. Like, you know, I do try really hard to fulfill my job requirements for this podcast. And then I get that like seeing the movies is a thing that I do for me, but it's a thing that I do for me and a thing that I want to like, try to get as complete as possible. So that's it. So it's this week is just like,
that's a lot.
So I'm also not drinking this week, which is in many ways is good. I gained 2 pounds and that just seems inappropriate, but it's
just
fine.
Water. Don't even worry
it's
about it.
It's just water. It's just going to, I will say that like, yeah, I maintain my level of hydrating and then I just pee all the time because my body's like, you don't need to drink as much water because you're not drinking any alcohol.
You're not dehydrated.
Right. Exactly. So that's also a thing that I've had to remember, but so it's good and it's all going to be fine. I feel like I've like slotted out every day of like, I can get this done in this amount of time and then I'll be ready. Because I don't want to do any of it. Like, when I'm on vacation, I want to, like, not care about any of it.
And that's how it should be. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll get there. It's going to be good. I'm so looking forward to next week. I'm, like, almost hyperventilating.
I'm so excited.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so happy. So anyways, that's it. That's kind of what my week has been.
Yeah.
Anything in particular you're digging this week?
Well, I'm digging. Well, it's going to be interesting because I know you're going to be in my neck of the woods. So it might be a little bit harder for me to see you because I got a job today.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. That's so exciting.
I'll be working with, I mean, I haven't signed the contract yet, so I shouldn't talk too much about it. I don't want to, but it's been okayed and approved, and it'll be project management, senior PM position remote until June. So it's a freelance position. And I'm really excited. And it's much needed.
That's,
you know,
great.
I need to work.
Yeah.
So I'm very grateful for the opportunity. And now, of course, I'm like kind of shitting my pants exactly because of what you were talking about before with your job, where it's like, what if I... Because I haven't been... That's not true. I have been project managing, but just not at the same, you know... I haven't been doing advertising, so...
Right.
In the last however many months. So I'm just, like, worried I'm not
going to
be good.
For someone without a job, you've been working really, really hard.
I know. It's so crazy. It's so crazy. You're completely right. I know. Adam's like, oh, my God, you're nuts, man. But he's very cute. He gives me a hug today, and he's like, you know, I'm just impressed. You're, like, somebody who could, like, not have a job and then go full force into, you know, pretty intense position, which I'm going to be... I'm great. Excited. So happy. Can't wait. But, like... I'm pretty intense anyway, so it's maybe I do need the outlet to do it and might as well be getting money for it, right?
Yeah, I agree, for sure.
So that's what I'm digging. How about you?
That's awesome. Well, I will say that my jump back into trying to see my Academy Award nominees, I went and saw one of the nominees. What is the category called now? Right now they're calling it international film, I think.
Oh.
They kind of like change it every year from like foreign language to, international feature film. And this is not necessarily, you know, once again, we talk about a thing that we're into is not necessarily a recommendation. I saw a film called Io Capitano, and it's interesting because it's technically Italy's submission to the Academy Awards, though the languages that are spoken are French and Wolof, and Wolof is the one of the main languages of Senegal. Okay, so this is a movie about two 16-year-old boys who are attempting to go from their town in Senegal to Europe. And it's not a buddy road comedy.
Uh-oh.
It is fucking intense. It is so intense.
Really?
It is harrowing to watch, and it is incredibly well made. And if you want to say international film, we're talking Senegal. We go through the entire Saharan Desert, and that's a big desert, everyone.
Yeah.
We have, like, Libya. We have the Mediterranean. Like, it is a sweeping film. And when I tell you that for the last 15 minutes, you know how I get with these films, that I'm like, Mike, it's not real. It's a movie. Like you have to call, like I, my heart was pounding so hard where I was just like, oh God, I don't like it. Anyways, I know that doesn't sound like a recommendation and it's not necessarily, but I just had to give like a shout out to this really, really incredibly well-made film.
Amazing.
That I'm glad got the nomination because I don't know that I would have seen it otherwise. So that's one thing. The other thing that I want to bring up, and I feel like once again, we're always talking about some miniseries that's happening right now.
Yeah.
But I will say that I was a little bit leery to watch the miniseries of Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was supposed to be Phoebe Waller-Bridge, and she left the project fairly early on. And I was a little bit like, I don't know how I feel about that. Like, she was one of the reasons why I really wanted to watch it.
You know, I didn't know. I didn't know that it was her. And I would have been disappointed to think about it, too. So going in, I've watched the first two or three episodes.
Oh, you have? So I've watched the first three.
Yeah.
And I will say that the actress who took her place is Maya Erskine, who I've loved for many years now. She was in, oh gosh, what was the name of the series that I loved? Casual was a series that she was in that I really loved. She was sort of like, she's probably most famous for Pen 15.
Oh yes, of course. Like,
yeah.
Oh my,
so good.
Loved her in that.
Yeah. So I will say that part of what kind of like, quote unquote, gave me permission is that I heard Francesca Sloan, who is along with Donald Glover, the other creator of this series. I heard her on a podcast talking about it and like their love of Phoebe Waller and like how it was a totally amicable part. Like it ended up not being a shared vision and that they still have such. So I was like, all right, I'm going to go ahead and watch it. And I think the two of them together are so like their chemistry is so great. They're so much fun to watch. I never saw the original film of Mr. and Mrs. Smith, so I can't really compare it, but I guess this is a very different
completely
story.
Different. Completely different.
Yeah. So anyways, I'm really enjoying it. Like I said, I'm only three episodes in, but I thus far am enjoying my experience.
Yeah. I liked it too. I was a little like it. The first episode is very like slow burn.
Sure, it's like nothing happens.
And I was getting a little impatient because like that's the movie, which I knew it was going to be different, but the movie is definitely action packed like craziness. But it's quite the slow burn, and then you're like, oh shit. So yeah, it's interesting. I think it's made really well. It's very smartly made. So I'm glad you like it.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. And then anything in particular you could do without this week?
I'm not focusing on the negative. I refuse. But I will say, when I come back to my having a partner, when you're supposed to be working on something together, it'd be great if they just cleaned up with you.
Okay. No, I gotcha. That's fine. That's understandable.
It was crazy. I was like, I couldn't believe it. I was like, wait. I'm like sweating,
okay,
putting things to get home, like putting chairs away. And I'm like, where did that person go? And they left. Without saying goodbye. I'm very confused.
Wild.
But, you know,
so
I could do without just people not being exactly like me. No, I'm just kidding.
You know what, though? It's also like just people not being committed to something.
Yeah.
Once again, we're all volunteers here, but like you volunteered, so just see
you
it
still,
through, man.
Yeah, there is still a commitment. And that's all.
I feel you. Well, mine has to do with my Academy Award experience, just because like as I've tried to like rev back up to see everything, there is a particular animated feature that's not even debuting in the U.S. until, like, May 31st.
Wait, what?
I'm like, how are you nominated for, like, so I will most likely, unless there's some backdoor way to see this that I don't know about, will not have seen every single film this year because one of them isn't even, like, playing in the U.S. until after the Academy Awards are over.
What is it?
Robot something, robot chicken, that's not what it's called.
No.
Robot Dreams is what it's called.
And where is it coming from?
It is coming from, I don't know, it takes place in New York. Expected May 31st, 2024, what the hell?
Yeah, that seems strange.
That's very aggravating to me. I don't understand why that's a thing. And like why you wouldn't, okay, so it's actually from Spain and France and it's in Spanish. But it filmed in New York. I'm very confused. But anyways, I'm annoyed. That's all. So if anyone knows how I can watch this movie, I would like to see it before the Academy Awards happen.
Absolutely.
Anyway, that's all. I didn't give us a topic, but there were a couple of awards ceremonies of which I don't know that you got to watch any of, but I had some thoughts. Like we had the SAG Awards and we had the Independent Spirit Awards.
I didn't, but tell me, I want to hear your thoughts.
Well, you know, the SAG Awards, I think were most notable for they opened with Meryl Streep, then being joined by Emily Blunt and Anne Hathaway as a little like Devil Wears Prada reunion thing. That was, okay. Listen, it was vaguely awkward. I'm not sure that it hit all the, once again, where it's that thing on stage when you're watching it on TV where you're like, I think maybe this worked better on stage. It was still fun. And like they're all three of them are so like affable and like clearly enjoy each other's presence. So it was still fun and funny, but it was a little bit awkward.
Yeah. Oh, I hate that.
And then I guess the only like, I mean, many things happened that were of note, but I will say like the biggest thing that happened was that Lily Gladstone ended up winning for best actress in a leading role.
Oh,
and it
cool.
really, yeah. I mean, I was very happy for her. I mean, I will tell you the happiest person for her in the room was Emma Stone. Like Emma Stone, like, was out of her mind excited, and which I think is great. And I don't, you know, I don't, it sets it up for a race. And I hate the word race. That's probably the wrong thing. But it, you know, listen, it's fun when there's a little bit of suspense
yes,
going into the Academy
of
Awards.
Course.
I think we all are pretty sure that Oppenheimer's going to get picture and director.
Right.
You know, Cillian Murphy took best actor at the SAGs, and that was definitely going to be like a determination. And I don't know that it makes him a lock. I honestly could see any of the men in best actor. I could see literally any of the five of them taking the Academy Award. There are a lot of categories that we kind of know what's going to happen, and I'm not mad about it, but it's fun when there are certain categories that you're like, what's going to happen here?
Yeah, for sure. I agree. It makes it more exciting.
So that was fun. Yeah. And then Independent Spirits were fun. I mean, I didn't do as well with those this year, so there were a lot of things that I hadn't seen, but Past Lives ended up winning picture and director, and I was really happy about that because I just love that movie so much. And, you know, right now, Past Lives is up for screenplay, original screenplay, and I think that Anatomy of a Fall is kind of the favorite to win in that, but it was a great screenplay, so I'll be happy either way. But, you know, the other category for screenplay, you know, does bring us a Barbenheimer moment, and I think that most people think it's going to be Oppenheimer, but I would love for Barbie to...
I would love it too.
I'm putting my hopes towards that for all that that gets us.
Yeah, but, can't wait.
And that'll be our next recording. Our next recording is going to be our Academy Award coverage because that's right. coming up real soon. Wow.
That's right. I know. What day is that? Well, we can talk about it. I'm excited to.
Yeah. And that's kind of it. I do have a random thing. Do you have anything random for us?
I do. I have a random thing.
Fun.
One of my favorite things is just like groups of ant. Like, what do we call groups of like a murder of crows or whatever? You know, it's one of my favorite things. Did you know, Mike, that a group of flamingos, do you know what they're called?
I don't.
A flamboyance of flamingos.
You know what? The only reason why when you say it, I know it is because it's such a crossword thing of like such is to such is to whatever. And it wasn't that. But as I was looking up other things, I was like, flamboyance of flamingos.
I freaking
love it. That's a good one, right?
Yeah. It's like, it's so appropriate. So wonderful.
It is. It's really good. Yeah.
It's my random
I like that a lot. It's a good one. Well, my random thing is because as I'm trying to figure out if I'm going to have time to see the shorts this year, you know, a lot of times they'll break the documentary shorts into more than one program. And so I'll kind of look and see like, well, these two are playing here or like I can buy them and therefore save myself. Okay, here's the thing. And I'm still going to try to get to the IFC Center, really the Waverly, to see the shorts in animated and live action. Every single short documentary can be streamed this year.
Oh, fun. Oh, my God. That's so exciting to hear.
Anyone that wants to play along, I think two of them are on YouTube. I think one or two is on like maybe Paramount. One's on Netflix. But if you look it up, they're all out there. Every single one can be seen. So whoever wants to play along and see and have opinions about the short documentaries, you can do it.
Awesome. Let's do it.
So I thought that was fun. And there you go. Yeah. So next week, I hope that I get to see you. But if I don't, I love you. And I'm glad that you, I'm so happy that you found this job.
You. I'll find a way, at least if not once. But yeah, I'm very excited to have some money.
Stroll by for an evening, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I love you, Mike.
And then, I love you too. And we'll be back in 2 weeks with the Academy Awards. Holy shmikes. That's so soon. All right. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Thank you for listening to Mike and Vanya Can't Not. Episodes arrive on Thursday, so don't forget to subscribe if you want to be a part of this journey. Mike Jensen, that's me, is also the co-creator and co-host of We Couldn't Help But Wonder, A Journey Through Sex and the City, alongside Elise Castle. You can also follow him, me, at MikeJensen77. Vanya Arslanian is the co-creator and co-host of Rom Crime with Avrin and Vanya, alongside Avrin Mackey. Follow them at Rom Crime. You can follow this podcast on Instagram at Mike and Vanya Can't Not with a whole lot of underscores, and email us at Mike and Vanya Can't Not at Gmail. We're also on Twitter. Why? No one knows, but you can follow us there at Mike and Vanya. We'll be back in 2 weeks.
Sorry, I got nervous for 1 second. I thought my sound was blitzing, but I'm okay.
Okay, good to
know. Forget it. Sorry I said anything. Oh my God. Everyone.
Everything's fine, everybody. We're fine.